Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, January 4th, 2022. I'm Tom Merritt. The information's sources say Microsoft is planning to incorporate ChatGPT into the Bing search engine by the end of March. Google has its own ChatGPT-like projects, but has been reluctant to incorporate them into search for fear of reputational risk. Chat algorithms are impressive, but also unreliable. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman, the folks who make ChatGPT, has said, "It's a mistake to be relying on ChatGPT for anything important right now." However, Google has reportedly increased its efforts internally to make those algorithms good enough to use in search. There's no information on how Microsoft may incorporate ChatGPT into Bing or what limitations or safeguards it might use. The Wireless Power Consortium, or WPC, announced a new standard called QI2, spelled Q-I and the number 2. The WPC is working with Apple to create a magnetic power profile built on the basis of Apple's MagSafe tech. This would bring MagSafe capability to Android phones. MagSafe can charge at 15 watts. That's double the Qi standard's 7.5 watts. QI2 will be published later this year and replace that current Qi standard. It will initially cap charging at 15 watts, but add higher profiles later. Many TV makers use the Roku operating system and ship TVs that are sometimes co-branded with Roku. However, Roku's going to start shipping TVs this year just under its own brand. 11 models will be available in sizes ranging from 24 inches to 75 inches. There will be two lines, Roku Select TVs, which will ship with the Roku Voice Remote, and Roku Plus TVs that ship with the Voice Remote Pro. Difference is you don't have to push a button. The Pro Remote allows for hands-free voice commands and also has a rechargeable battery. The 24-inch model will sell for $119 and the 75-inch model for $999, arriving this spring. Separately, Roku also announced an OLED TV reference design to help its partners build TVs that run the Roku OS. RISC-V is an instruction set for making chips similar to what ARM does, except RISC-V is open source. Video from the RISC-V summit was posted over the holiday break with Android Director of Engineering Lars Bergstrom saying Google wants RISC-V to be a Tier 1 platform in Android. Bergstrom showed a slide that promised emulator support at the start of this year, with Android runtime support for Java workloads following sometime during Q1. Since Android ships as Java code, no extra work would be needed to run on Android on RISC-V, at least for developers of most of the apps. TechCrunch reports a letter sent to Salesforce employees says the company will cut 10% of its workforce. That'd be around 7,000 people. The company reported in February last year that it had 79,000 employees, a rise of 30% since 2020. That's a lot, and CEO Mark Benioff took responsibility for hiring too many people as revenue accelerated through the pandemic. TechCrunch reports that activist investor Starboard Value has been pressuring Salesforce to cut costs. The OnePlus 11 5G phone and the OnePlus Buds Pro 2 earbuds will be available in China starting January 9th and then launch worldwide February 7th. The phone includes a feature called Alert Slider. It lets you shift between sound, silent, or vibrate for your alerts. NVIDIA announced its mid-range RTX 4070 Ti GPU on Tuesday. It's exactly the same as the card formerly known as the 12GB RTX 4080. It's the one everybody complained was confusingly named. Now it's called the 4070 Ti. NVIDIA claims it can play Cyberpunk 2077 three times as fast as the 3090 Ti. You won't get 4K support out of the 4070 Ti, but you will get 1440p and 100 frames per second thanks to DLSS3. The NVIDIA RTX 4070 Ti is available starting January 5th with a suggested retail price of $799. And that's $100 less than when it was called a 4080. NVIDIA also made some interesting announcements around its GeForce Now game streaming platform. What was once called the RTX 3080 tier will be renamed GeForce Now Ultimate. It will stay $20 a month, but your games will stream from machines with 4080 GPUs, including support for full ray tracing, DLSS 3, and 240 frames per second. NVIDIA also says that a 240 Hz mode will be added that will have latency less than 40 milliseconds. Existing tier subscribers will get automatically upgraded in the US at the end of January and elsewhere in North America and Western Europe in Q1. Sony has its CES press event at 8 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday, but announced ahead of time it will not be sharing any TV details during CES 2023. Is it even CES without Sony TV announcements? We'll find out. Samsung didn't shy away from TV announcements. It offered seven sizes of its micro LED TVs from 50 to 140 inches. They promised 240 hertz refresh rates, 2 nanosecond response time, and 20-bit black detail. You can get 8K models at up to 98 inches. Samsung didn't give price or availability, but promised they would be the most affordable to date. The Neo QLED sets will get upgrades too, including up to 8K Quantum mini LED panels and top-firing speakers that can do Dolby Atmos without a soundbar. No price or availability yet. Withings showed off the U-Scan, a urine analyzer you can mount on your toilet. Two types of replaceable cartridges can measure ovulation or nutritional markers, things like ketones, vitamin C, pH, hydration. Each cartridge holds about 100 tests and lasts about 3 months. Microfluidics pull in urine from the device into the cartridge and then send the results of the test by Wi-Fi to an app. Users in Europe can buy the U-Scan for €499.95 starting in Q2 with one of each cartridge included. Withings is awaiting for U.S. FDA approval. L'Oreal is a regular at CES and is back with two examples of beauty tech. Hapta is a motorized lipstick applicator for people with limited hand and arm mobility. It uses tech from Alphabet's Verily to guide the controls. And Brow Magic uses 2,400 small nozzles, can print an eyebrow at 1,200 drops per inch to make that perfect eyebrow. Brow Magic will be available later this year. Moen introduced its smart sprinkler control system that pairs with wireless water sensors you stick into your lawn. You can use it with your existing irrigation system and then automatically adjust watering based on how wet your lawn is. The controller is $180 for 8 zones, $235 for 16 zones. Sensors are $70 each, or you can buy them 3 for $180, all of that coming in February. Icoma showed off its Tatamal electric motorbike that can collapse down into a 110-pound square the size of a suitcase. It can get up to 25 miles per hour on a 600-watt motor and go 18 miles on a charge and act as a charger when it's sitting in your house. It has USB and AC outlets to charge and power other devices, and it costs $4,000. Finally, GE's Profile Kitchen Mixer won an CES Innovations Award. The Profile's mixing bowl acts as a scale. AutoSense can detect changes in texture and viscosity while mixing and adjust speed according to what recipe you're following. And you can control it all with your voice through Amazon or Google. The GE Profile Smart Mixer is available for $999. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.